Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Vav Amud Beis. We're holding on Vav Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom, by the word Itmar. So it says the Gemara Itmar, Efrayach Shenoilad B'Yomtif, you have a baby chick that hatches from the egg on Yomtif, Rav Amar Asar, V'Shmo V'Tem Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mutar. So now Rav Amar Asar, Rav says you're not allowed to eat the Efrayach because Muksahu, because it wasn't in this world going into Yomtif, so it's Muksa. Shmuel v'Teim Rav Yechon Amar Mutter, they say that no, it's not a problem of Muksa. Hayol umater atzma b'shchita. Since we see that now it got a heter shchita, so hayol it got a heter shchita, so we also say it gets a heter Muksa. Agav the heter shchita, it gets a heter Muksa. Whatever that svara is, that's what Rashi seems to say. We mentioned the Pnei Yeshua was not unsure exactly what type of Svara that is, why just because it gets a heter shchita do we say that it gets with it a heter muksa, but that's what Rashi seems to explain. Amr le Rav Kahana Rav Asi le Rav. So Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, they asked Rav who said that the Afrayach Shonailad B'Yamtav is Asr, they asked him, V'chima bin Zel le'Egel Shonailad B'Yamtav. What's the difference between this and an Egel which is born in Yamtav? Even Rav is made that a calf which is born from a cow in Yamtav, you're allowed to eat it. So seemingly the reason is Ha'ilu Ma'at Ratzmei B'Shchita. L'chayr it should be Muksa, right? It wasn't in this world going into Yamtav. So why are you allowed to eat the Egel? L'chayr because so what's the difference between the Egel and the Efrayach? Amar Luhu, Rav responded, Hoyel Muchan Agav Imay B'Shchita. No, the reason why the Egel is Mutter is not because Hoyel Umater Atzma B'Shchita, it's because Hoyel Muchan Agav Imay B'Shchita. It's because it's just Pashen Amuksa. Going into Yantif, it was Roy. Because being that you could have shechted the mother and eaten the mother, and with it, eaten the Egel, so therefore, we don't view the Egel as being Muksa. That only works by a mother that you were allowed to eat. What about a mother that was a trefa? So now still the egel which is born from that mother is mutter. So what's the difference between an afrayach that's aser and an egel which is nailad mina trefa that it's mutter? So it says the Gemara Shasik Rav. The Rav didn't have a teretz, so Rav stayed quiet. I'm a rabbi v'tim Rabbi Yosef. The my time is Shasik Rav. Says Rabba. Why was Rav quiet? L'chayra, there's a very simple teretz that Rav could have given. Le'emalu, he could have said to them, that the reason why the egel is not muksa, even when the mother's a trefa, is because, granted, you couldn't eat the mother, but you could have fed the mother to klavim, and then agav used the egel as well. As opposed to the egg, you can't give the egg inside the efrayach inside the egg, inside the shell, that wasn't even roy leklavim. Klavim aren't going to eat an eggshell, and therefore that's why the efrayach is muksa, but the egel is mutter. However, Amar Le Abaye said to Rav, I'll tell you why Rav didn't want to say that teretz. It's because Hashda Muchan Adam Lavi Muchan Leklavim, he held that if we find that even something which is Muchan, that you set aside going into Shabbos for a person, the halacha is you can't use it for an animal, so the Hemshech is going to be, so too, something which you set aside for an animal, that it's not Muchan for a person, it's still going to be Muksa to use it for a person. And that's why Rav didn't like this teretz, because even though the mother is going to be, it was muchan, even though the mother is muchan for klavim, the mother which is a trefa, you could have given to your animals, that doesn't make it that now you, a person, are allowed to then eat the ego which comes out. Now how do we know that something which is muchan la'adam is not muchan la'klavim? Not like we learned in the Mishnah, milchadchen esadulun lefnei behema vesanavei lefnei klavim. The Tanakhama says you could cut up gourds and feed it to your animal on Shabbos. You could cut up a nevela, even if it dies on Shabbos, and give it to your dog. All mutter. It's not a problem of tircha shel tzairich. There's no muksa. All 100% mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. And Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik. And Rabbi Yehuda says that no, im loy haisa nevela me'erev Shabbos, asura lefi she'ena min amucha. Now no, if it wasn't, if the animal didn't die before Shabbos started, so then, going into Shabbos, it wasn't muchan leklavim. It was muchan for a person to eventually shecht and use. It wasn't muchan leklavim, and therefore you would not be allowed to feed the animal which dies on Shabbos to your dog. Because we say that muchan la'adam is not muchan leklavim. So says Abaye, now that we find that Muchan Adam is not Muchan Leklavim, Muchan Leklavim, having Muchan Adam, if you set something aside to use on Shabbos for a dog, or Yontif for a dog, all of a sudden it's going to be Motzer even for a person to use it. It was barely even set aside, it was only set aside for a dog. However, Amar Leh, Rabbo, or Vitamer Rabbi Yosef, responded to Abaye, that no, in Muchan Adam Lavi Muchan Leklavim. No, then the fact that Muchan Adam is not Muchan Leklavim, that you have a Mishnah and a Maskim. And the reason is the Maida Chazi Leh Le'inish Leh Shadi Leh Leklavim. It's because something which you set aside for yourself to use, you're not going to go ahead now and give that to your animal. So that's why we say if it's Muchan Adam, it's not Muchan Leklavim. But Muchan Leklavim, Havi Muchan Adam. But the reverse, it goes the opposite. Something which is Muchan Leklavim, it is Muchan Adam. And the reason is the Daite De'enesh HaKomidi De'chazile. A person has his mind to use anything that might eventually be usable by him. So once he set aside the mother to give to a dog, the mother of this ego, which is the Trefa, it was Muchan Agav Imai, to give it to a dog, so the ego which comes out is Muchan La'adam. Muchan La'klavim is Muchan La'adam. Abaye assumed that no, if you say Muchan La'adam is not Muchan La'klavim, so Kol Shekei Muchan La'klavim is not Muchan La'adam. But Rabbo or Bitem Rabbi Yosef, they explained that no, there's a reason to Dafka say it one way, that Muchan La'adam is not Muchan La'klavim, but Muchan La'klavim is Muchan La'adam, and therefore Rav had the teretz that he could have said back. He could have said that the reason why an ego, which is Nailan Minatrefa, the reason why you're allowed to eat it on Yomtif is because Hayal Muchan Agav Imai Leklavim. Says the Gemara now, Tani Kavasi the Rav, Tani Kavasi the Shmuel, Vitaim Rabbi Yechanan. We have a Braisa which supports Rav that the Ephrayach is Aser, and a Braisa which supports Shmuel Vitaim Rabbi Yechanan that the Ephrayach is Mutter. Tani Kavasi the Rav that the Ephrayach is Mutter, that the Ephrayach is Aser. It says, Egel Shanaila Biyamtav Mutter. Ephrayach Shanaila Biyamtav Aser. The Egel is Mutter, the Ephrayach is Aser. Uma Hefresh Ben Zel is that. What's the difference? Is that Muchan Agavim Beshchita, Vizayin Muchan Agavim. The mother, the egel was mutter agav its mother in Beshchita. However, the Ephrayach wasn't muchan agav imay. You weren't able to take a bite into the egg and eat the Ephrayach, and therefore the Ephrayach is considered muksa and the egel not. Tani kavase the Shmuel v'tem Rabbi Yechanan, egel shenel biyamtiv mutter, v'Ephrayach shenel biyamtiv mutter. They're both mutter. My time, why are they both mutter? Says the Braisa. Says the Braisa, Zeh Muchan Agav Imai, Vezeh Matir Atzmai Beshchita. The ego is mutter, because it's just simply not muksa, because it's Muchan Agav Imai, like we had, even according to Rav. And by the Ephrayach, it's mutter, Hayol Matir Atzmai Beshchita. So we have this Hayol, this Migu, that since it's matter itself and Shchita, it gets a heter Shchita, so it also gets a heter of the Din Muksa. Says the Gemara, Vayter Natan Rabbanon, Ephrayach Shanaila Biyamtiv Aser. The Tanakhama says that no, you're not allowed to eat in a Ephrayach which is Nailan and Yamtiv, like Rav. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, why are you talking about Yamtiv? Af Bechol Aser. You're talking about a chick that hatches from an egg. So that when it first hatches from the egg, that's aser even during the week. Nothing to do with Hochos Muksa. And the reason for that is, Lufi Shaloi Nispat Chu Einav. Because it hasn't yet opened up its eyes. So long as it hasn't yet opened up its eyes, so Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds, it has a din of a sheretz. So that's Machlaikas, Tanakamo, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. About a chick that hatches, but it hasn't yet opened up its eyes. The Tanakamo says it's not like a sheretz. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds it's like a sheretz, Mamela, even during the week, will be aser to eat. Kiman Nazlo Haditanya, who does the following Braisa go like? L'chola sheretz, asheretz, la'aretz. So that's the rabbi, it's coming to be married by Ephraichim. That even a chick that hasn't yet opened up its eyes, that has a din of a sheretz, that's Kiman Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That's like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, like we just said. Says the Gemara Vayter now, a new sugyo Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav said a statement that Beitza im Yitziasa Nigmara, that it's considered finished once it comes out of the mother. So Mayim Yitziasa Nigmara. So the kasha is, what did Rav mean to say? What did he mean when he said, an egg is considered finished once it leaves? Then now it's considered finished, it's no longer considered basar, it's not chicken anymore, now it's considered egg, and the nafkamina is that now you're allowed to eat it with milk. That would be mashma. That would be mashma. That if you find an egg inside of the mother, let's say you shecht a hen, and you find a complete egg inside, that would be mashma, that you're not allowed to eat the egg with milk. It's only imitziasa, that then you're allowed to eat it with milk. In the mother, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. Well, ask the Gemara, that's not true. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Hashoich and Satar Negaila, Sumatzva Beitzen Gemurais, Mutaris Lachom Mechalav. You shech the hen, you find an egg, you're allowed to eat it with milk. So, Ella, rather, what Rav must have meant is that Imitsiasa Nigmara, Umutaris Lachom Beyomtiv. That once it comes out, so as long as it comes out before Yomtiv, so now it's Nigmara, now you're allowed to eat it Beyomtiv. Says the Gemara, the same diak, habimei ima, asur la'achol biyamtiv. Mashma, if you shech the hen on yamtiv, and you find an egg, you're not allowed to eat it on yamtiv. Says the Gemara, that's not true. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that asheichet asatar negayla asumatz ba'beitzen gemurais, mutaris la'achol biyamtiv. You're allowed to eat the egg that you find inside the hen on yamtiv. V'chitema kamashla b'braisa ma'idelo ashmina b'mas nisen. Maybe you'll say that Rav held that the halach is not like this Braisa, because this Braisa is telling us something which we have no indication of from Mishnayos, that there's such a halacha that if you shech the hen, that you're allowed to eat the egg. Well, ask the Gemara, that's not true. Hanami Tanina, it's implied in our Mishnah. The Mishnah of Ezam and Aleph, it says, Beitza Shanol de Biyamtiv, Beisham Re'aymrim Te'achel, Beisil Re'aymrim Le Te'achel, Va'ad Kan, Dehu Machlekes, Beisham Be'isilel, was Le Pligi. They didn't argue except Beisham Be'isilel, Ela Ben Olda. They spoke about it Beitza, which is an Olda. Mashma, Avo B'mei Iman, Devrei Kol Sharyon. It's Mashma, though, that only an egg which is an Olda, because that's Mamish Muksa, that's Nailad. But if you would find it inside the mother, so then it would Mashma, that then it would be more light, and it would be mutter l'kuli alma. So you see, we do have indication from our Mishnah to this din of the Braisa. Maybe you'll say that, no, the way to read our Mishnah is that Beisil asers even finding it b'mei iman. Ah, so why did they speak about Nailat? They wanted to just show you how meko b'shamay is. That filu nolda na musharu. That b'shamay is matter even by Nailat. And really it comes out that Beishamah is matter even Nailad. For sure they're matter if you find it inside the mother. They're even matter Nailad. And Beisil Aser's Nailad. And they also Aser when you find it inside the mother. Well, says the Gemara, that can't be, because an Elohad Tanya, then this Braisa, that Lamaisa, we have this Braisa which says, Hashaychad Esatar Nagailas, Umatz Vabeitzim Gemurais, Mutaris Lachlam Biyamtiv, that if you shech the hen and you find the eggs, that you're allowed to eat the egg on Yamtiv. So money, who is the Tan of this Braisa? Smash within this Braisa, that only by shechting a hen and finding the eggs inside the mother, then you're allowed to eat it. If it would be Nalda, it would be Asr. So who holds that Nailad is Asr, and that finding it inside the hen is Mutter? Blei Beishame, Blei Beisilo. That doesn't work out either with Beishame or Beisilo. Elamai must be, that Beisilo only Asr'd when an egg is Nalda Beyamtiv. But if you find the egg inside the mother, it's Mutter, and Beisilo is the Tan of that Braisa. But the way it comes out is that really if you find an egg inside of a hen on Yamtif, you're allowed to eat the egg. And if so, Rav could not have meant that Beitza Emitziasa Nigmara, he couldn't have meant that he couldn't have meant that if it comes out before Yamtif, so then you're allowed to eat it on Yamtif. That would be Mashma, that if you find it inside the hen, you're not allowed to eat it on Yamtif, and that's not true. That's not true, and therefore we're still stuck. So what is it exactly that Rav meant when he said that a Beitza Emitziasa Nigmara?